This is the March 31st, 2010, regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to have a moment of silence, and then we will stand up for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one is public comment. Mr. Arnold. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but. Okay. If you'd like to speak, that's fine.
Thank you. I'll address two or three things to the Commission's Court. One of them will probably be to you as a group. One might be to you as an individual. I enjoy living in the state of Texas. I enjoy living in the county of Preston County. But many of us have heard, and you've heard, that numerous times that Upton County is the laughing stock of the way we conduct our commissioners' court and the way some of our county office holders have been set. I think this is a reflection on the entire county, the Upton County, the citizens of Upton County. We, as citizens of Upton County, would like to encourage each one of you to conduct yourselves in a way that you respect each other and respect the other people that come before you. I just ask that you don't forget who you're working for. You were hired and elected to do the business of the county, and that's what we expect you to do. Second thing I want to mention is this is nothing new. We in Upton County have voted three times to implement the unit road system. We agreed to hire an engineer. You did that. Then you decided you wanted a road administrator. You did that. As a result of that, you, the commissioners, have been relieved of at least 50% of your responsibilities as far as the road construction and maintenance is concerned. I'd like to make that point. You're the only branch that I know of, and I stand corrected on this, that control your own salary and your time. Others may control their time to a certain degree, but I think you as commissioners control your time almost entirely. And you certainly control yourself. As a result of being relieved of 50% of your responsibilities to the road administrator, it appears to me and others that you have a lot of extra time to spare. It's pretty obvious that you do, and this I'm directing to one commissioner. It seems that you have time to go out and supervise inmates cleaning up cemeteries in the county. We have over 200, maybe over 300 cemeteries in the county of Upton County. And I would like to know who and how you determine which cemeteries you're going to clean up. I looked at the sheriff's job description And it seems to me that he's responsible for that task of the county and not, does not fit into the job description of a commissioner. It is my opinion, and maybe some others, that if you have time to do this, you're looking for time to justify your salary of $48,000 to $50,000 a year. I agree it's a fantastic community project, but I would like to know where I can apply for a job making $48,000 to $50,000 a year supervising inmates to clean up cemeteries in our county. It's my opinion that if you have the time to do this, you don't deserve the $48,000 to $50,000 that you're making as a commissioner. And if you are really interested in doing what's best for this county, you'll take action to correct that. And if not, I think it will be corrected at the election time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Any other public comment? Item 2 on the agenda is to consider and take action on approval of the minutes from the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
On the minutes here before we adopt this here. On November the 16th, 2009, I had it on the agenda to receive and approve the court's minutes from the all the meetings from that point forward. And I just listened to the tape in my office. Crabtree had made the motion. I gave him the second to rescind the action the court had taken on September the 15th of 2003 to just allow the clerk to attest to the minutes. Mr. Crabtree assured me, or assured the court and the members of the audience at that time, that by taking the action we took on November the 16th, that the clerk would not be able to post our minutes on the website until they were approved at the next meeting. And he said, if she did, we would take action at that point in time. Well, I came in this morning, and there was no minutes, as was, I don't think, any other commissioners or other members of the court had copies of the minutes provided to us by the county clerk, as we had requested. It was provided to us by another department that pulled these off the Upshur County website. Now, as I stated before, these are our minutes. And until we approve these and adopt these minutes at the next meeting, she legally cannot post these minutes on the website. And Mr. Crabtree also agreed to that at that point in time. You and he had a disagreement at that point in time, I think. That you didn't think that was so. But the fact is, she is placing our minutes without the adoption of these minutes on the website. That the last time when we were in court, there were two items on those minutes that were incorrect that we had to correct or whatever. And I requested at that point in time, I made the comment that they needed to be corrected, not amended, because they had not been adopted. Now, if our county clerk has placed these on the website, I don't see how she could have corrected the last minutes, because they would have appeared to have been adopted and approved by the court. Now, I got these at 2:02. Actually, it's about 9:09. And I briefly have run through these minutes, and they appear to be correct. And I would like to remind our county clerk one more time that these are not supposed to be placed on the website until we adopt them, just like plats that are filed in her office with our signature on there. So at this point in time, I would like to make a motion to amend the motion.
There's a motion pending on the floor.
I would like to make an amendment to that motion, that we table these minutes until the next meeting, when we can get them in a timely fashion to approve them and make sure that there's not any kind of problems with these minutes.
I second Crabtree's motion.
My motion's got to be acted on first.
No, he did it first.
I made a motion to amend that motion. And per Robert's rules that we discussed at the last meeting on November the 16th when we dealt with this.
I'll just withdraw my motion. You can make a motion if you want to.
It states in there that that's the first action the court's supposed to take, is to adopt or approve their minutes from the previous meeting. And I don't think that 9:09 has given us enough time to conduct business as the taxpayers expect us to do or whatever, so.
So we're gonna table the whole meeting, not have anything, any other action today? If we're not gonna approve our minutes?
My motion was to table these minutes until the next meeting.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to, well, I'm gonna say, I mean, I've read the minutes and I think they're right.
I do too. I don't see anything wrong with it.
There's a motion and a second to table the minutes from the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Motion fails. Any other motions on the minutes?
What do you think, Judge? It was only, it was a 2-2 tie.
So it fails.
No
action.
It didn't pass.
It didn't pass. No
2-2 is no action.
So are we going to adopt them in or what?
I don't know. I just asked if there's another motion. Slow down. I'll run the meeting. Is there another motion?
Motion to approve minutes.
Sir.
There's a motion and a second to approve the minutes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Now, Commissioner Crittenden?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Aye.
The county clerk is beat. We don't need to be political against her anymore. You know, just move on and take care of business.
Not political. This is a function of the court that we have a responsibility to uphold.
Item B is payroll changes. I didn't see any. Were there actually payroll changes?
Yes. Motion to approve.
No, they were hidden.
Second.
Yeah, they were hidden on another.
Okay.
There's a motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item C is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's both payrolls?
Election.
Okay.
For the early voting and the regular payroll for today.
Payroll is approved.
Thank you.
Item D is to discuss and take action to approve $2,270 expenditure from courthouse security, line item 22409-5400 for repairs to the Justice Center security equipment. The belt on the what I'm going to call an X-ray machine was broken, and that had to be repaired. In order to pay that bill out of courthouse security, we have to approve that expenditure first. That's why it's placed above budget amendments and accounts payable.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to approve that expenditure out of courthouse security. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item E are the budget amendments.
Got some discussion on that, Judge?
Yes.
February the 26th of this year, the county clerk, and once again, Mr. Crabtree, this is not political, this is just county business that needs to be addressed. February the 26th budget amendments, we had a shortfall in the projected payroll of the election workers of $5,701. We moved that money around, and with the exception of a possible runoff election, I thought that would have cleared out everything. But now, 1 month later, we've got another budget amendment here to move another $8,226 into the line item for election workers. I understand that part of that is probably going to be for the runoff election, but that left us with a balance from February the 26th of $3,258. I was just wondering why we didn't zero that line item out at that point in time, where it was zero now, so the budget amendment that we did now would not be quite as much as it is.
Who are you asking?
You can answer the question, Mr. Smith.
When we did that budget amendment prior, February 16th, was that the date? I don't know the date.
No, February the 26th.
February 26th. That was based on an estimated payroll for the primary election, did not include the runoff election. In that payroll, there was some overtime paid out, and I don't know the exact dollar amount, but it was based upon an estimate that the county clerk came up with based upon the schedule that she had. And with overtime paid out to some of the election workers, it increased the actual cost.
So it increased to $3,258?
I'd have to go and do an analysis to see if exactly all that was overtime or not. But based upon an estimate that I was given, that was going to be the cost of the primary election. But there was overtime involved in that.
Okay. As I recall, when we talked about opening up the polling places for the runoff, Mr. Crabtree wanted to open up the Gladewater box April the 5th and 6th, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
I voted to open up the Glenwood box the 8th and 9th. Ferguson agreed to open up the Orr City box the 8th and 9th, if I'm not mistaken.
No, his is all week.
All week.
No, he initially wanted to open it just the 8th and 9th. Our clerk from the audience recommended to Mr. Ferguson up here that he open the box all week long. And if she knew we was going to have a shortfall, I wonder why she would request that we go that much further in the hole by opening up an additional 3 days.
Mr. Ferguson, she didn't know.
Miss, fire
Judge, I will never disenfranchise a voter. There is a runoff in that precinct, and the commissioner has been here long enough, he should be able to understand the workings of this. And this is another political attack.
No, ma'am, because you have nothing to lose now. This is not an attack on you.
Judge, can I say something about the payroll?
Yes, ma'am.
Some of these workers, where they work over 40 hours and legally, we have to pay them time and a half. So their $8 went to $12 an hour.
Ms. Harris, this has nothing to do with that right there. We're talking about opening up an additional 3 days in a polling place.
But you're talking about a payroll line. So therefore, you need to understand that that's the, and Mr. Smith and I talked about this, and legally, I had to pay them that.
Ms. Harris, we're talking about something totally different right now. This has nothing to do with what's...
We're talking about the budget amendment.
Talking about...
Well, we run over budget, so...
This is opening up an additional 3 days in a box that was... And we've got a runoff countywide also, Judge, that I'd like to remind the clerk that not only have we got a runoff in Precinct 2, but we've got a countywide...
Well, what are we going to do? Not pay the people? Not transfer the money?
Well, the point is... Had you just opened up the 2 days instead of the additional three, like the clerk had recommended, and this is no fault of yours, you just...
I want to thank you, and we do have a extremely runoff in Precinct 2 Commissioner's race.
I understand.
And I think all candidates appreciate that we're going to have it open for a week.
I understand that also.
We should, and we've already voted on that.
But in managing the money, I think that should have been a consideration before it was ever brought and adopted or whatever. Now, the other question I've got here is at the bottom of this here, where it says it's going to cost us $4,968 for workers for that week.
That's payroll.
That's payroll, that's correct. It says that mileage for Marge and Teresa is not included. I would like to know from the clerk, why are we paying mileage to Margie and Teresa? And I'm sorry, I don't have a last name here.
Judge, I'm not going to answer this question.
Just thought, I'd like to make a comment on this.
No.
Well, Mr. Brown's making one here.
She's a county clerk.
Judge? She's a county clerk.
Okay, well, I'll go to the press.
I'm sure they'll meet you outside.
We're not going to allow the audience to
no.
take part?
No.
you're setting a position where you're supposed to make sure each, all sides are represented equally, Judge.
Commissioner Crittenden.
My question, I would hope you'd have the same question, Judge. Why are we paying mileage for two individuals out of the other nine that's working on here? Why are we singled out two on here to get mileage and the other ones aren't? Is that not a concern of yours? I mean, or have you got an answer for that?
Well, it says it's not included, so we're not paying anything yet.
That's what it says.
But it leads you to believe that there's going to be mileage paid.
I move to approve line item transfer amendments.
Hang on to that thought just a minute before you make that. Well, you've already made it. Precinct 2 Constable, we're moving $124 out of his gasoline into general office supplies. Constables are always squealing about how much money we give them for gasoline. So I strongly urge us not to take any money out of his gasoline. My suggestion would be to take it out of uniforms. He had money in his uniforms.
The uniforms are guns and ammunition.
I don't care, but he won't use his money out of his gasoline, but
we can take that one out.
He'll complain about us not giving him enough anyway.
We can take that amendment out of there, and I'll present it again next
over
here and get a different line out.
Would you take that out of your motion now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So the motion is approve budget amendments with the exception of the constable transfer?
Yes.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the budget amendments with the exception of the transfer in the constable's office. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
It's 3-1. Passes. Item F for the accounts payable.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
They're approved. Item G is to accept for recording various commissioner court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, treasurer's report, state and county tax summary, bonds, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to record those documents. Those in favor?
Uh-huh.
Those are recorded. Item H are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve the applications for use of our roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3 is to discuss and take action to approve a memorandum of understanding with Bayou County Water Supply for the disaster recovery generator project. This is, Ms. Thomas is here in case we need to ask any questions, but this is part of the grant that they're on their generator project.
Judge, is Bay County, is that in Winsville or Pittsburgh? What is that?
It's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to approve that memorandum of understanding. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Judge, could we get just a brief summation? I'm sorry, I don't have a clue what this thing's about. Could we get just a brief summation?
You can talk to Ms. Thomas right after the meeting.
That'd be fine.
Item four is to discuss and take action to approve a memorandum of understanding with Pritchett Water Supply for the disaster recovery generator project.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Ms. LeGrone, you have to sign these also, so I'm going to leave them here next to the basket. And Mary Kay, your copies are also there. They're all the copies are there. Item five is to discuss and take action to approve match support for the EDCOG broadband initiative. Last week, I had a discussion with David Cleveland, who is the director of EDCOG. He's attempting to receive a grant through the federal government for a broadband initiative across our 14-county area. I spoke to Danny Keller, the general manager at ETEX yesterday, and he requested that before we take any action on this, we give him the opportunity to talk to David Cleveland with the COG and make sure that he understands exactly what this is all about.
What are you going to do, table it for a later date?
Table it.
I'll make a motion to table it.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to table the support for the broadband initiative. Those in favor? That's tabled. It is $1 per capita. What they're requesting is $38,000. And then
$1 per person in the county, right?
Yes. And then an in-kind match, which would be an approval to use our county rights of way.
Question, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know if this broadband space has already been allocated, or will they be taking space away from the local amateur operators?
I do not know.
Okay. Judge, there's a couple dates on here. March the 29th. We're past that date or whatever. Are we still going to be able to table this and get back with them?
They needed to get their grant application in, but the problem is that if Mr. Cleveland needed it that soon, then he should have been with us earlier than that. I mean, I think we've got an obligation to give ETEX time to look into it.
Yeah, it's very cloudy on how that's going.
ETEX has done a great job of giving us broadband coverage across the county already, so they just have some questions about how this system would work. Item six is to discuss and take action to set spending limits on the county clerk and JP1 that may be permitted without commissioner's court approval. I want to make this very clear. This in no way is a reflection on Ms. LeGrone or Judge Maines, but under section 130.908 of the local government code, the commissioner's court must approve any expenditure by an incumbent county or precinct officer who was not renominated or reelected that is over an amount set by the commissioner's court. So, ladies, this is no reflection on y'all. It's just required by law that we take this action.
Is that just temporary till their term's up?
Yes.
May I speak?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to thank the auditor for bringing this to the court's attention, because whenever I came into office, had this been in effect, I would not have come in on my very first day, and for 9 months in office supplies had $172 to spend.
I had to borrow paper from a different department and from a landman. And I wish this had been in effect when my predecessor, when she was in office. And that's all I have to say.
And Judge Maynes and Ms. LeGrone both understand they've got until September the 30th on our current budget, and then we'll adopt a new budget after that point for the last quarter of the year. So whatever the commissioners feel like is a reasonable amount. I mean, I would suggest $200 for Judge Maynes and $500 for the county clerk. And we could adjust that number later if we wanted to after the new budget was adopted, but anything the commissioners want to do.
I think $500 is more than fair, Judge. And if you'll remember, I had money back in on my budget last year. I don't know about the JP.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't turn any money back in, but I had 80 hours of school that the court had to help me with, so that took a big chunk of the budget, and I was planning on raising the budget at least as much as, it was about $700 that I was going to add to this next year for Ms. Norrie coming
in. And your budget is relatively small anyway,
yes.
And that's why I thought a $200 limit for you would be, you'd still be able to carry out any kind of business you wanted to.
As long as I can get some guys on fire. When I first came in, I had ended up buying paper and printer ribbons and everything else. So, I mean, it is a small budget, but it was fine.
Motion to approve Judge Fowler's recommendation.
So is that out of every line item?
Well, the salary is set.
So right.
It wouldn't be out of salary.
But any other line item? Is that going to go for elections also?
It's part of the county clerk's budget.
So are we going to pre-approve that? I mean, okay, let's get to the point where she needs to spend some money on elections, and we're not having a court date between now and then.
Okay.
So, are we going to have an emergency session to approve an expenditure?
I'm not going to have to spend, Judge, I'm not going to have to spend $500 at one time.
You're certain?
Not on elections.
You're saying over the budget, I suggest, what you're saying?
Any expenditure over $500 has to be approved by us first.
The only thing that will cost us, Judge, would be we have three machines that are down. We're going to have to send those in. Of course, I have no idea what they're going to cost. But before we get them back, I will come to the court and tell you this is how much money we have to pay for it. And that's what I'm looking at as a large expenditure on that.
Judge wants to say something.
Judge Maynes.
Is that starting October 1st or is that now?
It starts now.
Okay. Judge, just one comment. It just requires a little bit more planning on the JP's part and the county clerk's part to know what they're going to be spending 2 weeks and 3 weeks in advance. So it just requires a little bit more planning on their part.
You're right about that. take a little more planning.
Yeah. You know, for the most part, it's I'm not opposed to the idea, but if something comes up, you know, that's my only concern. If we have to have something for an election, how are we going to get it? I can't see an emergency in the JP situation that's going to. That's going to cause that big a problem, but the election's going to be on a deadline, and let's hope we can get through it. So,
So the motion on the floor is to approve, for the Commissioners Court to approve any expenditure over $200 for JP1 and over $500 for the county clerk. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson. Those in favor?
Aye.
And that's approved.
Jeff, before y'all adjourn, could I speak on this about the Bridget Water and the disaster, because there's some changes that the state has made?
Yes, ma'am.
Because of the funds that that normally come in here, they're not going to be coming in to me anymore. They're going to be they're going to be sending for their own invoices, basically, and being paid directly, not through me. We're still responsible for the whole grant, and I want the court to be aware of that.
Uh-huh. We put Ms. Thomas.
Yes.
As the, that's right. We did that actually.
She talked to me yesterday, and then she said that when we draw down funds, I'm going to have to pay for gym motors for Bridget Water, that the state person will have to come down and watch me draw those funds out. And so I just want y'all to be aware that things have changed and everything. And so. And I know she's talked with Gary, or she's given me some paperwork and everything on it, but I just think that y'all need to be aware of my part of it.
Motion to adjourn.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.